We're going to look at some perushim of the Sfatemes on the Haggadah. We'll see that there are certain themes that run throughout the Haggadah and certain themes that consistently run through the Sfatemes on the Haggadah. We're going to start with a few paragraphs from Shnas Tov Reish Lamed Vav. And here in these photocopies, that's on page 178. And we're going to process through the Haggadah. So we'll start with Avodah Meyinu L'Paro B'Mitzrayim, where in the answer to the questions of Manishtana, we say, well, this night's so important, because V'ilu Lo'i Hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sava Seinu Mitzrayim, Harei Anu, Uvaneinu, Uvnei Vaneinu, Mishubodim Ha'inu L'Paro B'Mitzrayim. Lashon Harei Kasha. Harei means behold. Behold means you can see it right now. It's right in front of you. Now, a process of history where we would have been and we would have continued to all be Mishubodim is something you can't easily say, well, can't you see it? Harei, it's right in front of you. You know, people ask me, how do you know Harei means that it means, you know, behold, it's right here in front of you. I said, are you married? She says, yeah. I say, what did you say? When you chose your wife, what did you say? And make sure that that's the one you said, Harei, at. I said, Harei means something very in front of me. I can see it. It's immediate. It's right here. So, what's immediate? Oh, he says, okay. Kol hanisim shenasu l'avoyseinu b'mitzrayim hem l'doros l'chol ish Yisrael b'srat l'oyved Hashem. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to take us from Mitzrayim, it's not then, it's now. Particularly for an Oyved Hashem, for someone who wants to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheyesh like kama mine metzarin, all kinds of impingement that can hold a person back from being free and from sensing, from knowing that he has nothing else to be meshubah to, nothing else to be beholden to, nothing else to be concerned about, but his relationship, her relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. Because the Sitra Achra, the Yekahar, and all kinds of, let us call them, diversionary tactics of the Yetzirah are all trying to compete for our attention and cause us to look everywhere but to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be involved with, to feel obligated to be taken up, our time, our mind, our presence of mind, to be taken up by all kinds of things, instead of being in a relationship where we are mishubadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not to all the paros. L'chein mazkirin yitzias Mitzrayim b'chol yom. That's the point of saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you took us from Mitzrayim and gave us the opportunity to be free, to be yours. To be free and unencumbered, untethered by anything else but our relationship with you. U'balav hochi harei anu v'neinu klema. If not for taking us then, harei anu margishin adayin hagos. Not so hard to imagine that if you wouldn't have Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what would Klal Yisrael be? We wouldn't be Klal Yisrael. But whatever we would be, whoever we would be, we wouldn't be what we are. We would have all kinds of other encumberments. We would have all kinds of other concerns and relationships and imaginary worries or involvements in other things. All kinds of hopes, aspirations, maybe, superstitions. But we wouldn't be what we are today. So he says, that's what Yilu L'Hoitzi doesn't just mean Mishubadim V'Yinu in a physical bondage. Yilu L'Hoitzi, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken us from Mitzrayim, we wouldn't be the people who serve Him. We wouldn't be the people who know how to serve Him. We would be completely taken up and beholden to other ideas, all of them. False gods. That's what Ilu Lehoitzi means. And that's why he says, we say, Harei. Harei, look at us. Look how many challenges we have as is. Look how hard it is to put everything else aside and focus in only on what we have to, which is our relationship to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see it. Harei. That's what this means to say. We see it. He says, and that's why, and he starts now to say what we're going to see again and again tonight, that the Dalud Lashainis of Geula are a hachana for Geula, for all the Geluyos. L'chein nemar arba Lashainis al Geula shehaya hachana sa Geula l'chol Hadalut Galuyos. Because what we are taken out of Mitzrayim, what we are taken out of when we're taken out of Mitzrayim is taken away from all kinds of other shibudim and all kinds of other tzaras, physical and spiritual. And that's why we say we would all be still somehow. Okay. Now this idea of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking us from Mitzrayim, but it's not just for that year, and it's not just so that we can serve Him now, but that what He did when He took us from Mitzrayim made it possible for us to be a lasting nation, a free people by definition. He took us into Cheres, and He gave us a definition of Cheres, and gave us a certain ability to withstand and stand up against all kinds of challenges posed by all the nations of the world, posed by every Golus, one Golus after the other. In other words, the Geula from every other Golus was Yitzhak Mitzrayim. By taking us from Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already invested us with Geula. So that in all the other Geulas that follow, they're all possible because Hashem took us from Mitzrayim. That embedded in Geulat Mitzrayim is the Geula from all the Geulas. Let's see the next piece. V'hi sha'am d'lav v'sein v'lonu. So he asks, well, if v'hi sha'am d'lav v'sein v'lonu, that's what has us in good stead. What exactly is v'hi? This havtacha. Exactly what is the havtacha? So the paragraph before reads, Baruch hamakom and Baruch Hu, Baruch shemer havtachasi l'Yisrael Baruch Hu, Shakadosh Baruch Hu chisha v'sakeit, l'asa is Lavram Avinu, as he said, did the Teda, Kikir Yezarach Beretz Lelehem, Havadim V'inu Aysam Avram Yashana, Havadim V'inu Aysam, etc. Bachar Echem Yetzu Berchush Gadol. Then we stop and we say V'hisha Amda. Exactly what is the Havtachat of Avram Avinu? Because the Havtachat of Avram Avinu was clearly not only Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'hisha Amda La Avoseinu V'ilonu. As we've said, that the Geula is going to be a Geula that lasts, and that will be the Geula so that we can come out of the other Geulas as well. How? Let's see this piece. On page 178, this third paragraph. He sham dola v'seinu, sh'lo yachod b'lvod amad aleinu l'chal v'seinu. Ein ruben v'hi, this word v'hi, al-makoi, what is it referring to? V'yei sh'lo yimar d'koi al-amata. It's going on what's written after v'hi sham, meaning in that paragraph. Sh'lo yachod b'lvod amad aleinu l'chal v'seinu. It's a kindness of Hashem that the kochot of the sitra achra of all the nations, these nations that have so much tumah and that introduce so much that's nefarious, so much that's negative, that could lo aleinu affect us, that they don't all come at us at once. And it doesn't just mean that they don't all come at us at once physically. We didn't have Bavel and Yavon and Madai and Paras and Rome. It doesn't only mean that. It means that spiritually, in Ruchnius, the challenges that each Golus represents and challenges us with, they don't come all at once. They come in succession. That's more difficult in a certain way because each one comes with a very pointed sense of threat against Klal Yisrael. But if they all came at once, how would we stand up against all of that spiritually? How would we stand up against all of it at once? So this is a very well-known commentary, but he takes it with a certain sense of it being a spiritual idea. People besides the Sfasana say, Shaloi Echad Bilvad, they never are united enough. They're never unified enough. They're not unified enough, the nations, and because they're not unified enough, Baruch Hashem. But that's not the simple geopolitical way of looking at it, says the Svasemis. That's too simple. That geopolitical way of looking at it is simplistic. The point is that what Kaychais of Ra, the powerful evil nature, and the powers of evil that these nations have, becomes watered down. It becomes watered down because they don't come together. And then he quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh says, you know, it says, Atem ma'at mikol ha'amim. The question is, what do you mean, ma'at mikol ha'amim? There's no nation or people or culture that has fewer in number than we? So the answer is, as follows. At any time in history, no matter how many millions of Yidden there are and there will be in Mirtz Hashem, but we stay together. We marry only Yidden, fellow Jews. And because we have a core that marries within, so we don't have our Yiddishkeit watered down. Whereas all the nations of the world, the Zera Kodesh says, they all marry each other. And by virtue of that, they don't maintain a pure, let's call it an amoni, right? So Chazal say that Sancheirav was mebalbalas umayis. So there's no one who can say today, this one, he's from Amon. This one, pure Bavel. This one, pure, no, that they all marry this one, that one, the other one. Which means, says the Chasemes, as far as we are concerned, that the Doiros of Klal Yisrael, the generations of Klal Yisrael, where one Jewish woman marries a Jewish man, and the Jewish child marries another Jewish child, marries another Jewish child, that puts together the strength of Am Yisrael, that we are Echad. We are the people who are Echad. We, Ka'amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. We have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are a unified people. And Goy Echad Ba'aretz, toward the end of this piece, he says, and it's not only one generation, but because the Jewish people are unified, we are unified across the generations. So we come with the strength of Doiros, that what a Jewish person does on the night of Pesach, he's not alone. He's sitting together with Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah and Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Tarfon and Bnei Brak. We're all sitting at the night of Pesach with each other and with our Zaydis and Babas and all the G'dayle, Taira, Rishayim, Achrayim, before them, Amarayim, Tanayim. We're all together on the night of Pesach. And the Schus and the Kayach, such that we should have Geula, is cumulative. That's at the very end of the piece. If you look at the top of the next column, he says, "Ubazeh hakinus shenasin Hashem Yisbarach levnei Yisrael." This that we are one, and that we come together. Not only this year on Pesach, but this year Pesach, last year Pesach, our Zaydus Pesach, the outer Zaydus Pesach. It's all together. Whereas in the case of the Rishoyim, everything changes. They don't have the same culture, they don't have the same religions, they're completely, completely changing, evolving, and they marry one, this marries this one, this marries that one. The Kayach of Tumma of one nation is never pure, says the Tfasemis, because each of those nations ceases to be its own pure evil because of the way they marry. One marries the other, marries the other, marries the other, marries the other. And that's Vihish Amdallah Viseinu Velonu, that we have a unique spiritual definition of being one with each other, with all of the deities that came before us. I mean, what? Imagine if, I'm telling you, it's such a beautiful thing. Imagine if on the night of Pesach, Rabbi Kiva walked into our home. Imagine if Rabbi Kiva walked in and he saw us eating murah. So this one's eating endives, and this one's eating lettuce, and this one's eating horseradish. And then he sees us doing the tivol. He sees us doing the bringing one into the other, dunking into salt water, and then murah and charesis. So you think he'll question, what's tonight? He'll know immediately. He'll take one look, and he'll say, Pesach. But Kiva lived almost 2,000 years ago. It doesn't matter. It'll be instantaneously recognizable. And that's the Echad. There's no nation that can say that they have a force like our good force in serving Hashem together as one in the exact same way and all, with all the kayfes of Kedusha that we have, where their kayfes of Tumba are disparate and divided. He sham the love is saying the Lord. Shalai Echad Bilvad. There is no other Echad Bilvad. We are the Echad, and they are not. Okay. Now let's turn over. Oh, you know what? Let's continue with on that same page, on page 178. One more piece. So moving along in the Haggadah, the next discussion is of course the Psukim from Parshas Kisavai, that we are Derish in the Parsha of Vidui Bikurim. And the pasuk says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, Yad Chazaka, Zroya Netuya. Says the Sfasemis, what's this Zroya Netuya? Zroya Netuya means an outstretched arm,
And he says, "Al zeh nemar shabak minyuchad in halal agadol." We say, "Ubezroim the tuya kili elam chasda." Why is it that the zroim the tuya deserves its own praise kili elam chasda? And the huge chesed of the zroim the tuya is, says the Sfasemis, "For inyan hu shelavad ha'atzala shehoyal l'sha'a hayu hamakas b'kayf gadol yoytsim imasha hayu nitzrach." You know that there was far more power that was accessed when HaKadosh Baruch Hu used that power to bring a makkah to Mitzrayim, much more than was needed for that makkah. The haraya, it's called the Zroya Netuya. Zroya Netuya, says the Sfasemis, means it's still outstretched. And it was outstretched for a long period of time, for a whole week. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just say, okay, we'll give a makkah for a day, or 2 days, 3 days. No, it maintained itself. It maintained itself, and then later on in this piece he says, and then what happened? It only stopped, not as preordained, not because there was a limit to how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to do to be makkah in Mitzrayim, but because Moshe Rabbeinu davened for the makkah to stop. So that means that there's a lot more of that makkah left for later, which means that the Zroya Netuya is still outstretched for our sake. For the sake of the Geula HaAsid, says this last sentence. Let's see it inside. V'zeh Perish Zroya Netuya. That's in the fifth line of this paragraph. V'zeh Perish Zroya Netuya. Ka'adam Shemara Godel Kayach. He shows how powerful he is to scare away the enemy. Sheyira L'nafr Shoy. Pen Yakenu Oy. Threatening. You don't want to be hit more. And again, do you? I'll smite you again. Ken Hera HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zroya Netuya. Sheyinichoy. Or Sheyinichu. Milahara L'vnei Yisroel. Threatening so that they would leave us alone. Ukumaduma Shekhan Kasa Bhagura Sashem in the Maharal, which is how the Maharal puts it. But now says the Sfasemis, Vizehayarak Ba'avur Doivais Habo. He adds to the Maharal is that it's not just a standing threat against Mitzrayim, but it's a standing power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, anytime I wish, I will unleash the power of Geula against you, whoever you are. The Zroya Netuya of Mitzrayim was not just for then, it was forever. Because that Zroya Netuya is very important. It's still the hand of Hashem outstretched to protect us, to watch over us. I mean, what we saw just a few days ago, Zroya Netuya. The Zroya Netuya, it is, the scientists say, people in the military say, that it's statistically unlikely for what happened to occur. Very unlikely, statistically. For all of that, I mean, sometimes I get in the car, I can't get the windshield wipers to work. And here you have the most difficult, sophisticated systems interfacing with each other in perfect harmony. And it worked. It actually worked. Because the Kadosh Baruch has Zroya Netuya stretched out against them, and saying, don't. You think that Yana president, Baruch Hashem, no, Baruch Hashem, he said it. Baruch Hashem and Ashrei, that he's there for. He's a friend. But you think he's saying don't? Oh, the Zroya Netuya, that Baruch Hu is outstretched, and still outstretched since Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's Hashem saying, don't. And so he goes on and says, "V'lechem matzinu b'cholamakas shulei sorba rak al pitrilas Moshe Rabbeinu olam b'shalom." He needed Moshe Rabbeinu to hold it back because that desire of Hashem and the kayach of Hashem to protect us and punish our enemies was going to continue and does continue. V'haperish shulei gomru hamakas pu'ulason, meaning the makas that Hashem sent have not been completed. Sh'oyesh behem lahaba, they're still there for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us in the future. That means that, as the Sfasemis has told us, that the Geula of Mitzrayim was not just the beginning, but within the Geula of Mitzrayim, and because of the Geula of Mitzrayim, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu established was, I have a Zroya Netuya in Tavshin Pei Dalet. The Zroya Netuya to protect us in Tavshin Pei Dalet and Yirat Hashem.
Who are you, Rabbi? Who is you?
HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you, Klaus.
But not you personally, because millions died.
100%.
So don't count that Hashem says, I protect my good work. He will decide about my good work, protected it or not. Nations will be protected.
Yeah, nations.
But
yeah.
Not Michael Gordon.
Did you say Michael Gordon too? Besides Claudius, The says Klal Yisrael. But yes, it means.
A nation will survive. Nation will be good.
Well, a nation will have good. A nation will have
good.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. So that's what Yad Chazaka of Zerayim Metuya means, and why we say specifically Ki La'olam Chastai on that Zerayim Metuya. Okay, let's continue. On the other side, on page 247 in these editions, on the left side, Hillel, up on top. Hillel Hayakarach, this is from Shnach Tav Reish Nun Gimel. Tav Reish Nun Gimel. Hillel Hayakarach Matzah, Pesach Matzah Umarar, Va'uklam B'yachar. Lohidia, Ki Meriras HaGolos Einoi Dover Nifrat. The bitterness of Golos is not something different from and separate from the sweetness of Geula. The sweetness of Geula is not only predicated on the bitterness of Golos, but it is created by the bitterness of Golos, and the bitterness of Golos and what we go through in the Golos is necessary, it's needed to make us who and what we are. And the response to it is why we end up deserving a Geula, and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us to freedom. Kol, he says, it's not a davar nifrad, shehoya shinui ratzon b'shas ha-geula. Chalila to say, well, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to suffer, and then he changed his direction or changed his mind, Chalila? No. It's all part of, and it's the point of, because it's all good. Even the merirus is good. It's functional. It's meant to create a certain type of yid, a certain type of Jew, a certain mindset of geula. Kmashikosov, memes umachaya. Everything he does is for the purpose of the Mechaya. But first, Memes Mechaya. Umatzmiach Yeshua. He goes on quoting from the Chaim Vital. Moror, Bigamatria, Maves. Isn't that fascinating? Mem Reish Vav Reish is Bigamatria Maves 446. Kibagolus, Chashuvim, Kimesim. Golus, if you can't be perfectly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your life is attenuated. Kimesim, like we are not alive. Aval Hulot Tzerech Chiyus Chadosh. The point of it is to bring out a better new life after. V'hiyos Yeshua L'dayrei. For the Yeshua L'dayrei and for Nitzchias to come. V'lchein Tzrichim Lechel Morar. That's why we have to eat the Morar. She'anachnu Ata Begolos V'chadun Ba'achilos Morar L'mate Kamdirus B'layla Hazeh. That's why he quotes the Gemara. You're not Yatsa if you swallow the Morar without chewing on it. You have to chew on it. And this is directly from the Chaim Vital. Chewing on the maror means I accept the bitterness, and by accepting it and understanding it and growing from it, I sweeten the din. Maror stands for mavis. Maror means chalila, the difficult and the hard and the tragic din. And swallowing that is not, no, it's chew on it. And that's what's mamtik the din. That sweetens the din. And Klal Yisrael, by taking on what we've taken on and experiencing what we've experienced and saying, but I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if I take this correctly, it's going to become sweet. That's the point of the Maror. It's part of getting us to the Pesach and to the Geula. And finally, number four, that we'll look at on the right-hand side. Actually, it's the fifth piece we're looking at. The right-hand side on page 247, and with that we'll conclude. The She'elos Chacham. Shailus Sachem, yes, very smart, you know, Ma'edis Machupim Mamishpatim, and we answer Afikaimen. So the last thing you're supposed to eat is Afikaimen because the Pesach is Nechal Lasoiva. You eat that and then you're full, don't eat afterwards. Why? So he explains, Lirumois, it's a remez, Ki Yitzias Mitzrayim Hoya Hachana Gam Geula Ha'asida. It's a remez to what comes at the end. That in the end we're going to have Geula. And so we conclude the night with the taste of the matzah, meaning with the afikamim, with the Karban Pesach, because that's our future. That's the end. Kemashikosav, ki meitzeskan eretz Mitzrayim enu neflois. Because, like the Pasuk says, like you came from Mitzrayim, I'm going to show you neflois in the future, in the Geula Ha'asida. V'lachein ha-Pesach nechal ala saiva. Leimar, ki hagam she'itzias Mitzrayim ha-yo Geula b'shoina, avo Geula achreinu tlu yobo, kemashikosav, hein ga'alti eskam achris kereshis, which is in the Musaf Kedusha on Shabbos, Nusach Sfarad. that the Acharis is going to be from and just like the Reishis. So the Chacham asks, Kevin Sha'ata Zman Geula. It's time of Geula, Pesach. V'chazanu l'Golus. But we're here in the Golus still. Ma inyan b'schiras yitzias mitzrayim. So is it just memory? Is it just because of what was? And the point of Afikayman is no. It's because of what will be. V'hatshuva ein maftirin achar ha-pesach Afikayman. Because this is the Leil Shimurim Hu for the Geula Hasid. I'll finish with a beautiful Tzror Hamor, one of the great Sfaradim, when the great late Achrayim of the Sfaradim is perish on the Torah, he points out that the Pasuk says, Leil Shimurim Hu la-Hashem, L'Hitziyah Me'eretz Mitzrayim. Then it repeats, Hu ha-layla hazeh, Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael L'day Reisam. So he says in Pshat, it's a Leil Shimurim for Mitzrayim, so we can come out and try. Promised Avraham Avinu, Hu ha-layla hazeh, this is also what we celebrate tonight, that it's Shimurim L'day Reisam for all Day Reis, for every Geula, and for the future Geula as well.